The Dreaming.
And I'm a what?
You are a vortex of dream, Rose Walker.
And you're saying that because I'm this vortex, whatever the hell that means, you're gonna kill me. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That is what I am saying.
You're kidding, aren't you? I mean, you saved my life in that crazy hotel with that crazy fat guy. You saved my life, and now you want to kill me? So it's a joke, yes? No. No, you really aren't joking. You want to kill me. I can't believe it! Yeah, you know, for a second there, I was really worried. But this is just a dream. So what am I worried about? Sooner or later, I'll wake up, then I'll go downstairs and tell Hal about this crazy dream I had, and he'll laugh himself sick. We both will.
Rose, I'm sorry, but you are mistaken. You are right. This is a dream, but not a dream from which you will waken. Not now, not ever. Rose?
No. It's okay. I believe you. I'd be kidding myself if I tried to pretend this wasn't happening. I don't understand it, but I believe it. Just tell me one thing.
What would that be?
Why me?
The Sandman. Lost Hearts.
It all seems unfamiliar. The dreaming has altered in the last 50 years, Matthew.
Yeah? I wouldn't know.
We must hurry, Matthew.
You think you can stop him hurting the girl, is that it?
No, I don't think I can.
Huh? Then why are we doing this? I'd hate to make the chief angry.
I don't think I can, but I can hope, and I can pray. And by the by, I am sure our Lord will be angry enough at me already for deserting the dreaming. Nothing I can do will make it worse.
So, you were a big shot in the dream world in the old days.
A moment, to catch my breath.
Fiddler's Green. Weird name. Who were you?
Who? My dear bird, you seem to be laboring under a misapprehension. Fiddler's Green is not a who, it's a where. I was not a person, Matthew. I was a place. Let us make haste, friend Raven. It is getting colder. We are close to them now.
Once in every era, there is a vortex. Even I do not know why. A mortal who briefly becomes the center of the dreaming. The vortex, by its nature, destroys the barriers between dreaming minds, destroys the ordered chaos of the dreaming, until the myriad dreamers are caught in one huge dream, until all the dreams are one. Then the vortex collapses in upon itself. And then it is gone.
So, the problem goes away.
The vortex takes the minds of the dreamers with it. It damages the dreaming beyond repair. It leaves nothing but darkness. It is one of my functions to prevent this from occurring again.
Again?
It happened. Once, a world was lost, Rose Walker, eons ago, and half a universe away. I failed in my duty. A whole world perished, all of them. It will never happen again.
But if you're, like, the king of this whole place, can't you just... I don't know, magic whatever this out of me. I don't know, just stop it happening.
I am the lord of this realm, and my wishes are paramount. But I am not omnipotent. You are of the living, Rose Walker, and you are a vortex. Only when the vortex is dead is the dreaming safe. Death is not always a bad thing, Rose. You could stay here, in the dreaming. Some mortals are given that option. My raven, Matthew, was once a mortal man.
I don't want to die.
I am sorry, Rose.
Rose Walker, are you up there?
Gilbert!
It is I.
Gilbert, thank God you're here. This man, he says he's going to kill me.
I know, Rose Walker.
Fiddler's Green?
Yes, Lord.
Why did you leave? I relied on you. I trusted you. You were so reliable. You were the heart of the dreaming.
I left because I was curious. And because I was tired. Life as a human contains substance I never dreamed of in the dreaming, Lord. The little victories and the tiny defeats. I had my reasons. But that is of no importance. This girl, Rose Walker. Lord, I offer my life for hers.
Well, that is not an option. The girl must die that the dreaming may survive.
No.
I am sorry.
Unity's bedroom in the nursing home, England. Dawn.
I'm sorry, Miranda. I don't think I've been a very good mother.
Don't think about it, Unity. Mother, everything's going to be just fine.
I think I'm going to have to sleep now.
Unity Kincaid finds it harder and harder to stay alive. Life is so... Unity hears a voice, her own voice, and it whispers to her in the darkness. The voice whispers to her of her life before the long sleep, whispers of childhood dreams of a tall, dark man whose eyes danced like twin stars in her head. Whispers the truth. And then she gives in to sleep, her breath shallow and halt, dying in a world she finally understands. Unity dreams.
Hi, Bart.
Matthew, you have brought home Fiddler's Green. You have served me well.
Gilbert?
Yes. Rose.
Listen, isn't there anything we can do to stop him?
No. No, there is nothing he can do. Fiddler's Green, I cannot find it in my heart to punish you for leaving. Not now. However, it is time to take up your appointed position once again.
Say, Miss Walker. Take it from me, death isn't that bad. You get used to it. I did. I wasn't having much of a life, mind you.
Say goodbye.
I must apologize to you, Miss Walker. Apologize for not being a very good human being. Not even a very good copy of a human, perhaps I should say. And now, when you need me most... It seems I have failed you.
Just shut up and say goodbye, Gilbert, or I'm going to start crying, and I'm not going to give him that satisfaction.
Farewell, my dear. Let me kiss your hand. You were the being human. After your death, if you do stay in the dreaming, then visit me. Walk in my meadows and my green glades. Rest beneath my trees.
Immediately, the brutal and craggy landscape to which Dream has brought Rose is transformed into an idyllic meadow ringed by trees and mountains. Flowers blossom all around. Morpheus and Rose stand exactly as they were. Matthew is now perched on a small bush, looking around him in wonder.
So this is Fiddler's Green, huh? Nice place.
Morpheus's cloak is now a coat, which blows open, unbuttoned, over black jeans and black boots. He is bare-chested, as is the tradition of executioners.
I am sorry, Rose. There is nothing personal about this. We all have responsibilities, and this is one of mine. I am sorry.
For Christ's sakes! Look, just do it! Stop apologizing and just do whatever you're gonna do, okay? Just do it. Stop that.
The voice comes from a young woman wearing a lace nightdress from another age. She looks familiar to Rose. She could almost be Rose's reflection in a looking glass.
Rose isn't going to die tonight. I am. Hello, Rose.
Hello. Do I know you?
Oh, I don't look like this anymore, do I? It's funny the things you forget. I'm your grandmother, Rose. I'm Unity.
Unity?
What a wonderful place this is.
Yeah, it was a friend of mine.
I do not know who you are, but I require you to leave this place. I have business to attend to with this woman.
No. Didn't you hear me? Your business is with me, not her.
Rose is a vortex.
Perhaps. But I should have been the vortex. If you had not been imprisoned away from the dreaming, I would have been.
I do not understand.
Of course you don't. You're obviously not very bright, but I shouldn't let it bother you. Granddaughter, come here. Rose, I once gave you a ring. Now I want you to reach inside yourself and give me whatever it is that makes you the vortex.
Excuse me?
Give me your heart.
My heart?
Rose, I'm dying. You don't have much time. You're dreaming. Anything's possible. Just do it.
Okay.
Rose closes her eyes, lifts her hand, and without effort, pushes it through her ribcage into her own chest.
I can feel it. I've got it.
She withdraws her hand. In it is a heart. Not an organic human heart, but something more like a faceted precious stone. A deep red, glinting in the sunlight.
This...
Thank you, Rose. I'll take it. I am the Vortex now, Dream King. As I should have been so many years ago. I am the Vortex. And
I am...
Unity?
No.
Unity?
What? What happened?
You died. Let me help you up.
Oh, thank you.
I don't understand this. I'm sorry. Are you still gonna kill me?
There is no need, Rose Walker. There is much here that I do not understand. But the vortex has gone.
Gone?
Leave this place, child. I will bring your brother back from the shores of Dream. He will return to consciousness in the morning. View it as a gift from me to you, Rose. Your family have suffered enough. Goodbye, Rose Walker.
And then she woke up.
Oh. That was 6 months ago. What's happened since?
Rose is sitting in the bedroom of the house she shares with her mother and brother. It's bigger than the bedroom she had in Hal's house, with its own bathroom. Scattered around her are crushed paper coffee cups and a couple of loose CDs, Iggy Pop's The Idiot, and the Cowboy Junkies' The Trinity Session. Rose has more disposable income these days.
I got a letter from Hal the other week. Hal's selling his house, moving out west. Reading between the lines, I think he's met someone, but he didn't actually come out and say it.
The doll's house that once belonged to Unity stands beside her, on the table.
He said that Ken and Barbie split. Ken got himself a new partner, who looks exactly like a younger Barbie, while Barbie's gone sort of seriously weird. Hal didn't give me any details. She's gone to stay with some friends in Manhattan. The Spider Women are buying the house from Hal. He said Zelda actually spoke to him the other day.
The pile of books by the bed has accompanied Rose's withdrawal from the world. The titles, which can be made out at this distance, include Empire of the Senseless, We Have Always Lived in the Castle, Sleeping in Flame, Ghost Stories of an Antiquary, and A Distant Mirror. Notes and bookmarks are stuffed into their pages.
No one's seen Gilbert since. We're living in a big house Mom bought, just outside Seattle, where she grew up. We've got more money than you'd believe. Grandma Unity was richer than anyone I've ever known. Weird, huh? All that money, and she never even had a life. She...
Rose is cutting her hair. The color had pretty much grown out anyway. She's had a packet of dye sitting in the bathroom cabinet for a while now.
I don't go out much. Be honest, Rosalita. Be honest. No one else is ever going to read what you put in your journal. Okay. I haven't been out of my room, except to eat, preferably late at night when Mom and Jed are asleep, since we moved here months ago. I've been reading, playing records, sometimes just sitting, staring into space, writing this diary or whatever it is, thinking. A year ago, my best friend died. Her name was Judy. She was killed, or perhaps she killed herself, in some kind of massacre in a small town diner. Judy phoned me on the day she died. She just split with her girlfriend, Donna, and she was in rough shape. I think about Judy a lot.
She looks up at the newspaper cutting, thumbtacked to her bulletin board. It bears the headline, Six Slain in Diner of Death Riddle. Underneath the grainy photos of Judy Talbot, Betty Munro, Gary Fletcher, Kate Fletcher, Mark Brewer, and Marsh Janowski.
I wish I could talk to Judy about this stuff. Except for Gilbert... She was the smartest person I ever met. But I can't talk to either of them. Not anymore.
Rose pauses, looks again at the board. It bears the worn photograph of a heavily built Englishman with a walrus moustache, wearing a monocle, dressed in tweeds, leaning on his walking stick. It is labelled G.K. Chesterton, 1874, to 1936. He is the spitting image of the person Rose knew as Gilbert.
6 months ago, I had a really weird dream. That was the night that Unity died and Jed got better. If it was true, my dream,
and lots of it is sort of hazy. Lots of it doesn't seem to make any sense anymore. Although, I'm sure it did at the time. Then nothing makes any sense. If my dream was true, then everything we know, everything we think we know, is a lie. It means the world's about as solid and as reliable as a layer of scum on the top of a well of black water, which goes down forever. And there are things in the depths that I don't even want to think about. No, it means more than that. It means that we're just dolls. We don't have a clue what's really going down. We just kid ourselves that we're in control of our lives while a paper's thickness away. Things that would drive us mad if we thought about them for too long play with us and move us around from room to room and put us away at night when they're tired or bored. In my dream, I could have destroyed everybody in the world. In my dream, Gilbert wasn't even a person. He was a place. In my dream, Grandma Unity gave up her life for me. Dreams are weird and stupid, and they scare me. I haven't slept properly for 6 months now. It's a nice house. Too big, but that suits me. It means I don't have to see other people anymore that I have to. Okay. That's my story. It's even got a happy ending. Jed and Rose and their mother were finally reunited, and they all lived together in a big old house. I've been brooding on that night for too long now. 6 months. And I've decided. My dream, my weird dream, it was just a dream. That's all. Just a dream. And then she woke up. You know, I always hated stories that ended like that. I always felt cheated. 6 months is long enough to feel sorry for yourself, isn't it? You can't feel cheated forever.
Hello, stranger.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Your hair looks nice. Real nice.
Yeah, thanks. I was sick of it, the old way.
So, what's the occasion?
I don't know. Rejoining the human race, I suppose. I can't sit up there forever. I thought maybe I'd get some kind of a job. Or maybe do some traveling. Hunt down some old friends.
That's a good idea. We've been worried about you.
Sorry.
I found a fox den in the woods. With cubs. I can show it to you. If you want.
Yeah. I'd like that.
It's this way!
Okay. And then she woke up. I suppose there are worse endings.
Morpheus, the Lord of the Dream Realm, sits in the throne room of his castle. He is wearing his most impressive velvet cloak, black boots, a black leather belt. He has dressed for the occasion. He descends the steps and walks to the distant doorway, which leads to his gallery. This chamber contains emblems of each of Morpheus's siblings in the Endless. The Lord of Dreams walks to stand in front of the silver heart, which represents desire. He picks it up.
Desire? I stand in my gallery and I hold your sigil. Talk to me.
Desire appears on the far wall, as if through a doorway.
Why, sweet dream, this is a surprise. Almost an event, I might say.
Good. I'm coming through.
You are? Oh, but of course.
You know you're always welcome in my chambers. It's lovely to see you. Can I get you anything? Anything you desire?
My sibling, I require nothing from you save some answers. I have been thinking about certain events of the last year, and I have arrived at some unpleasant conclusions.
Really?
Unity Kincaid should have been the dream vortex of this era. Yet, she wasn't. The vortex was instead transmitted along her genetic line to her granddaughter, Rose Walker.
I see.
This is unprecedented in my experience. Someone has been meddling in my affairs, Desire, and this has your stink about it.
Are you accusing me of interfering in another member of the family's domain?
Obviously, that is exactly what I am doing, and I am accusing you of more than that.
Go on.
Desire, who was Rose's grandfather? Who fathered her mother on Sleeping Unity 50 years ago?
Was I that obvious?
No, no. You covered your tracks remarkably well. What did you truly intend, Desire? Was I to take the life of one of our blood, with all that that would entail? Or was it more devious than that?
Does it matter, Big Brother? It didn't work.
Desire, if you were not of my kin...
But I am.
Yes. Yes, you are. Desire, listen to me carefully and remember this. We of the Endless are the servants of the living. We are not their masters. We exist because they know deep in their hearts that we exist. When the last living thing has left this universe, then our task will be done. And we do not manipulate them. If anything, they manipulate us. We are their toys. And you, and despair, and even poor delirium, should remember that.
I don't understand.
I'm afraid that you don't. Very well. I shall tell you something that you will understand, sister brother. Mess with me or mine again, and I will forget that you are family, Desire. Do you believe yourself strong enough to stand against me? Against death? Against destiny?
No.
Remember that, sibling, the next time you feel inspired to interfere in my affairs. Just remember.
And Desire walks the chambers of the fortress of their heart. They walk the threshold, their citadel and their protection. And Desire wonders,
what did he mean that we're their toys? Human beings are the creatures of Desire. They twist and bend as I require it. If I thought otherwise, I would crack like delirium, or I would abandon my realm like our lost brother. Poor dream. I really got under his skin this time.
And Desire smiles and forgets. For Desire is a creature of the moment. Desire walks the endless pathways of the threshold, certain that he, or she, or they, is in sole and only control of their destiny. The only inhabitant of the twilight realm of Desire, and Desire feels nothing like a doll. Nothing like a doll at all.